Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series. I am Crystal Renee, and I'm here to share all of the magnetic energies that exist within the 64 archetypes of the Chinese I Ching, which have later been downloaded and repurposed into today's time and today's framework through human design and the gene keys. And I have studied them through all angles, through human design, through the gene keys, through the I Ching. And I have taken all of the archetypal energies that live within each of these 64 energies, and I have put them into a platform, an app called the Conscious Code Collective Membership, where you can dive deep into the shadows, the gifts, the highest frequency aspects that live within you if you have these gates active in your human design or your gene keys. The best part is that I actually provided affirmations, tips, and journal prompts, contemplative questions to help you further embrace your shadows so that you can embody the gifts that live within you. So the link is in the show notes for the Conscious Code Collective. It is only $27 a month, and it's something that you can cancel at any time. So if you're wanting to dig deeper into each human design gate, I would highly recommend taking advantage of that membership. So today we're going to talk about gate one, which happens to be my vocation sphere in the gene keys. So gate one is all about the creative self-expression. And this is because it's centered around creativity and authentic self-expression. Sound familiar? Sound like something that I preach on a regular basis? This is what I came here to do as my work in the world. And I'm a line three, which is the strategist. So I strategize how to bring beauty and freshness, which is the gene keys breakdown cover art. So stay tuned for that. I really want to encompass like what my main message is, which is to simply be yourself. And by being exactly who you are, you naturally attract and magnetize every person, opportunity, and desire of yours that is aligned with who you truly are. And there's no resistance. There's no not self theme coming out because you are fully embodied in who you truly are. So the new name, which you'll probably see in the next episode, is the Embody Me Podcast. So just to kind of give you guys a heads up of what is coming up. But let's talk about gate one, okay? This is located in the G center or the identity center, and it's going towards the throat. So this is connected to gate eight, which is the gate of style. And you can see how gate one wants to express itself because it's in the identity center. It knows who it is, and then it wants to express who it is, right? So in the gene keys, its shadow is entropy. Its gift is freshness, and its city is beauty. So it goes from feeling completely uninspired by its surroundings to creating and being the beacon of beauty in almost everything. So this gate is in the tropical sign of Scorpio and the Vedic sign of Libra. And it's in the Vishakha nakshatra. And it really is symbolic of Vishakha because it's determined. It wants to find its purpose. It's very purpose-driven, this gate, which is very in alignment with Vishakha. I'm also becoming obsessed with the 27 nakshatras, so that might be another series on this podcast after I complete the 64 archetypes. Having this as my unconscious Mars, my vocation sphere in the Gene Keys, yeah, I get overwhelmed very easily, and it does put me into a state of depression or just I don't want to do anything because I'm so overwhelmed with all of it. So I can totally relate to that. And it's where chaos and destruction serve as a foundation of transformation. So in the depressed state, you feel overwhelmed by this chaos that life is throwing at you and the changing nature of life. And it can lead to a sense of hopelessness or a lack of motivation. Check. Just having this in my, you know, very active in my Gene Keys. It's just, you know, this is what I came here to do. This is my core wound. What I came here to bring to the world, right? So I really, really relate to this gate. You can also show up as being frenetic. Frenetic is pure restlessness. You feel like you need to overcompensate for the chaos around you through a constant need for external stimulation. So you're almost like seeking the chaos. You're like, you know, chaotic with it, and you create more destruction, more chaos in being in that overactive state in your shadow. So you can feel stuck and uninspired, stagnant with a lack of motivation. Or you may feel a pressure to fulfill your purpose, which can lead to anxiety and self-doubt, like really trying to figure out what your purpose is and not knowing, having that chaotic energy, that unknown, like what things are up in the air. And you just, you know, you either feel stuck or you're like just throwing yourself at a million things, trying to figure it all out. So you can feel lost if you aren't sure what your purpose is. Check. So you struggle to find a sense of meaning or direction in your life because you aren't being authentically you. So entropy in the shadow of this gate is all about allowing the chaos and turmoil of life to cause you to go into depression, anxiety, or into a complete state of chaos along with the chaos of life. There needs to be order, right? And new perspectives, new things, new creations. And that's where the gift comes through. The gift of freshness is about finding beauty and creative inspiration in all facets of life, even in your states of melancholy, where your unique and authentic expression actually flourish in that depressive state. It almost reminds me of Gate 55 as well. Like when you go into that melancholy state of like feeling depressed, because there is that wave with both of these gates. I also have the gate 55 as my evolution sphere. You know, that's where your most beautiful and amazing work comes from, in that depressive state, to actually learn how to utilize that and make it your friend and create something new, fresh, and beautiful from that state is really the key here. And the city of beauty is where you become an embodiment of pure creation itself. You are the creation. You are the beauty. In your highest frequency, you are the beacon of beauty, and you inspire others through your unique creative expression. So if you have this gate, you're very creative. You love to express yourself creatively. You love to express yourself creatively. And you love to bring your creative flair to the table in projects, in business. I can tell you personally that anytime I was working in corporate and we had a project to do, a group project, I literally would take it over. Like, it's a very masculine energy because it's all about creation, where, you know, feminine energy is about receiving and letting things flow. This is about doing, taking action and creating. And I was pretty much in charge of the creative process of all projects ever in school, in business, in life. Like, everyone kind of looks to me to be the creative engineer behind the projects. I'm very artistic. I know how to put projects together and be creative with it. And people listen to me and they take my advice and they kind of go along with whatever it is that I'm laying out for the creative process of whatever project that I'm in. So this is basically encompasses what this gate is all about. So you're extremely creative with the ability to express your true authentic self. You're a natural born leader where people are drawn to your authenticity and creative vision. There's that authenticity word, being you. I'm also here to help others step into being more of who they truly are. And your creative energy has the power to bring light and inspiration to any group of people. You have a deep connection to who you are. You can express that authentically and creatively. In doing so, you deeply inspire and lead others to tap into their creative possibilities. You embody a deep quest for meaning and purpose. You have the ability to bring something new and fresh to the table. This gate encourages us to surrender to the highs and lows of the creative process and to find the joy in expressing our true selves and to make a positive impact through creative projects. What are you creating? What are you creating in your life? What are you creating in your business? New thing are you bringing to the table? What fresh, new, beautiful idea, creation are you bringing to the table? And that's why this is my vocation. Like, literally, I was made to do this work. And you'll also see that I'm leaning more into branding and authentic messaging in business. So you will see that shift in this podcast as well, because I realized that I came here specifically to be a strategist of creating beauty and freshness in brands and in business. And I'm leaning more into the role of my vocation. This gate encourages us to surrender to the highs and lows of the creative process, because there are highs and lows. We're not always going to be on 100% all the time. We're going to have moments of stagnation, and we have to allow those moments and also recognize the fact that while we're in those moments of stagnation or melancholy or depression, that some of the most beautiful artwork that we create comes from that state of being, and to embrace that. So it's all about recognizing the connection between creativity and life's purpose, embracing your unique contribution, and letting go of self-doubt to stay true to your creative vision and your unique expression, whatever that may be. This gate celebrates the beauty of self-expression and encourages you to embrace your authenticity, creating a ripple effect of inspiration and transformation in the world. And I love that so much, because I feel like that's my message. I feel like if I can impact one and help co-create a brand or business that will bring in abundance and prosperity and beauty into their life, that positive energy will radiate like a domino effect or a butterfly effect or a ripple effect, however you want to look at that, and touch others positively in another way. My entire mission, my soul mission, if I could say, would be to help raise the frequency of this planet through women, because I believe that women are the heart of every home. Happy, it's like happy wife, happy life. You know, if the mom is happy, if the wife is happy, the entire home is happy. And I truly believe that. And I was like, how is brand work going to help me raise other people's frequency? Because I have really been feeling called to do this work, you know, using human design, using all the astrological archetypes, numerology, tarot, all of that incorporated into one to create a brand based on who you are authentically. And I realized after having a few one-on-one clients doing this brand work that I actually am helping women raise their frequency through this work. I'm helping them tap back into their inner child. They're reconnecting to the child version of themselves. And it's such a beautiful thing to witness. And that's why I want to continue to move in this direction. I realize that this is truly what I came here to do. Okay, so here are some contemplative questions that you can journal on if you have this gate. What patterns of chaos or disorder do I see in my life and how do they affect me? What are some ways I can bring more beauty into the world through my actions and creations? And how can I stand in the truth that my lows don't mean anything about my creative potential? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace your shadows and embody your gifts of this specific gate. One is to honor your creativity and remember that it's not a force to be controlled, but rather to be honored. Let it flow naturally and don't judge it. Embrace your authenticity. Be true to yourself in all aspects of your life. Because authenticity is magnetic and it can inspire others around you. And to share your creativity, share your creative expressions with the world, because your unique creations are meant to be seen, heard, and appreciated. So that is it for Gate One, the creative self-expression. I will see you again as the sun transits into the next Human Design Gate or Gene Key. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of Human Design Gates and Gene Keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the Gates and Gene Keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the Conscious Code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.